love your business? You should, right? Well, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business Coach podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love by providing tips and tactics, tools, insights, inspiration, all the good stuff to help you actually enjoy running your business. In addition to actionable tips and tactics that you'll be able to execute immediately, you'll also hear from creative small business owners around the world who've been able to sidestep the hustle and build a business that merges their passion with their purpose and provides a profit. I'm your host, Fiona Kalacki, founder of My Daily Business Coach. Let's get going. Hello and welcome to episode 87 of the My Daily Business Coach podcast. Today, you are listening to a quick tip episode, and these come out every single Tuesday. I have a longer episode that comes out on Thursdays, and those are either a coaching episode with me, where we go into one area of business in a bit more detail, or they are interviews with small business owners from across the globe. If you are a small business owner who listens to this podcast and understands the format and would be interested in being on the podcast, feel free to email us. hello@mydailybusinesscoach.com. I would love to hear from you. If you are somebody who does PR for other people's podcasts, definitely get in touch if you wish, but make sure you've actually listened to the podcast. I get so many requests every single week for people to be on this podcast, and quite often it's very apparent that they've never listened to an episode. So for the small business owners out there who are like, yay, I might want to be on a podcast for the first time, definitely get in touch. If you do PR for other people to be on podcasts, definitely get in touch, so long as you've totally understood the types of people that we interview here. All right, rant over. This is a quick tip episode, so let's get stuck into it, shall we? All right, so today I'm talking about a tool that if you're not already using, you should definitely consider using for your business. And specifically, I'm talking about project management software. So if you've never heard of that term, basically it can be as simple as an online to-do list where you can add other people, or it can be as complex as the full overview of your systems and processes in your business with tasks and deadlines and color coding and everything else that you can imagine. Project management tools have completely changed my business and also just made things so much simpler for us to have a look at, especially as we are growing and hiring different people. So there are so many different platforms out there, and in the show notes, you'll see a couple of those linked. You want to think about firstly, who else is on your team and what sort of project management system do you need? Some of them you'll have to pay per user, so they can be quite expensive pretty quickly. Others are completely free up to a point. Others still might be, you know, if you're in Australia, you might want to support a small business like Hassle, which is an Australian version of these. Or if you have people all over the world, you might want to use one that people already identify with, such as Trello or Asana. Now, when I was looking up a bit more information about this in terms of how much these are used, because of course I want this to be useful, and I was thinking, well, does everyone already use project management tools? With the people that I work with, a lot of them haven't used it before. And so once we start working with them, they'll see an example of what we use and start using it. And we actually build all of our notes for our clients in a project management tool called Trello. But when I was researching this, I looked and found that something like only a quarter of businesses out there, less than a quarter, less than 25%, actually use project management software. So I think part of that is just a lack of understanding of why they should use it, but also just a lack of using the tools and seeing how simple they are to actually, you know, create a management system for your projects, for your tasks, or for any other parts of your business. So firstly, why should you use a project management system? Now, I feel like it's just a really great way to have organization in the business, in your tasks, in your structures, in your processes. It's a great place to store process documents, your SOPs, or anything else that you're working on. SOPs, for anyone who doesn't know, is standard operating procedure. So that's just kind of a corporate term. But basically any kind of documentation, any video tutorials, anything that's going to help people in your business do their job, particularly new people that are starting with the company. So you might have a project management system that has various sections to it. And one section might be about our brand. And in that, you might have tutorials from, you know, how to use the software, how to use Shopify for us. Or you might have tutorials on the tone of voice for our brand. You might have documents in there about your visual brand deck. And you might have, this is how we use our logo. These are the color palettes we use. These are all our Canva templates for Instagram tiles, everything else. So you've got it in one easy space for anyone to be added into that card and be able to see that information. You could also have a project management system card or section for things like content. So we have that. We use Asana internally, and for clients, we use Trello. And the reason that I do that, one, I think Trello is a bit easier for people to understand. It's very much drag and drop. And also, I like to keep them separate. So I know that if I'm spending time in Asana, I'm spending time on my business. If I'm spending time in Trello, I'm spending time for my clients. And that's fine, but I just like to keep the two separate. But sometimes people say, well, why do you use Asana for your business and Trello for clients? That is why. But we have a content section in Asana. And in that, we have the content that we plan for Instagram, podcast, Sunday emails, what else? Pinterest. We have the Good Business Group, what content we're planning for that. Usually that's a live that we're doing. And so we map that all out. And one of the things that's great about most of these tools now is that they have a calendar view. So you can have a board view, which is kind of like a to-do list where you're sort of dragging and dropping elements. And you can have people's names attached to certain things in there. You can have deadlines. You can color code it. But you can also then click view calendar and you can see at a glance where everything is. And if you are the owner of the business, or if you've got, you know, one or two staff, you can also have assigned things to those staff members and you can see what's been completed and what hasn't. So it just eliminates the kind of paper trail that is emails going back and forth. It's not to say that, you know, it's a perfect system. It needs to be maintained all the time. And you do need to spend some time, depending on which system that you've chosen or which software. If you've chosen Trello, you need to spend a bit of time educating yourself on how to use Trello. And all of these platforms have so many great tutorials. But I wanted to bring it up today because I think it's something that people are missing, particularly when they start mapping out their processes. We have in Asana a process board, which shows you blog process, email process, podcasting process. And say in the podcasting, it'll have, this is our process for graphic design for podcast graphics. This is our process for the actual recording of the podcast and getting it edited. This is our process for sharing and promotion. And those things are listed step by step so that, again, anyone in the business could go in and follow those step by step. And they're not relying on me to tell them, oh, now you do this part. Oh, now you do that part. So it's really, really a great tool to have in your tool belt, I guess, your digital tool belt for your business. Other reasons that project management software are really useful are collaboration. So you can add people, like I said before, you can add people to tasks, but you might have just a collaboration, a campaign that you're doing with another business or a business owner or a freelancer, and you can add them into just particular sections of the overall project so that they can see, you know, I need to do this. You're just keeping everything in one spot. The other thing is that you can, you know, like I said before, schedule and plan. You can see the calendars. It's another great way to kind of manage your resources, whether they're freelance, whether they're in-house. Like I said before, you can see what tasks people are up to, where they're at. You can put in comments. You can also integrate with a lot of these. You can integrate your Gmail. You can integrate your Slack messages. I don't want to get too technical because this is a quick tip episode, but you can have one project management tool that feeds in people's emails to you, and so that everything is just housed in the one spot. The other thing that it's really great for is documentation, and that's something I talk about quite a bit. Processes and systems are my jam, and you need to have things documented. It's just, it doesn't allow you to scale if everything is in your head. So even if you're just working for yourself and you're a solo operator right now, having things like a Trello board to map out content ideas, all your different ideas for campaigns, your, you know, just even a board of different things that you've seen on social media that you think are really great and maybe would be good for your business, you can just map them all into your Trello board or your Asana board or your Hustle board or, you know, so many other ones, Monday, Notion. And you can then be able to see everything at a glance as opposed to being like, oh, I wrote it in a notebook, but I also put it on a poster on my desk. Plus, I think I've got it in my iPhone notes. You can put all of that into just one space. So if you don't already have a project management system or project management software, definitely have a look around. The main ones that we use, like I said, are Asana and Trello. That's Asana is A-S-A-N-A, Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. But I do have clients that use Monday, clients that use Notion. Basecamp is another one. I used to use that many years ago at a digital agency that I worked at. There are just so many. You want to have a look at what do they do? How easy are they for you to use? And depending on, you know, the tech savviness of your team, the reason that I do use Trello for all of my clients is I actually think it's the easiest to use. It is very simple. And there are so many tutorials. There are also so many templates. So if you don't know where to start with a project management sort of mapping it out, you can look at their templates and just sort of take one of their templates and start from there. So a few reasons, like I said, why they should be something that you consider. I've talked about documentation. I've talked about, you know, collaboration, scheduling and planning, being able to manage your team and resources. Another thing that is, you know, quite exciting, I guess, for small business owners, because we're always, you know, watching our bottom line, is the ability to kind of manage your budget or manage where your expenses are going. One thing that you can integrate as well with a lot of these is time tracking tools. So I helped to set up these boards for a digital agency that I was working with, and we were able to add time tracking into various tasks so that when things were sent out to freelancers, they were able to have an understanding of, okay, that should take 30 minutes, that should take 2 hours, that might take a day. And so they were then able to kind of reverse engineer that and be able to come up with proposals for their clients that actually match back to the time that it was going to take. And those time constraints were put into the project management tool. So everyone was really clear on this task is due by this date. The person responsible is this. Here's all the information you need. Plus, this is how long we think it should take. And can you track your time so that we can see if it took that or if we were being unrealistic? So if you haven't already, definitely consider a project management tool. I will leave a link to some that I think are good in the show notes, like I mentioned. And you can find the show notes over at mydailybusinesscoach.com/podcast/87, as this is episode 87. All right, that's it for now. A little bit over the 10-minute mark that I'd like to keep these quick tip episodes to, but I hope you found it useful. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business Coach podcast. If you want to get in touch, you can do that at mydailybusinesscoach.com or hit me up on Instagram at mydailybusinesscoach.